Blog Talk Radio.
You know why I didn't name you after me, Christopher?
Because you're going to be better than me.
Yes. I can see it in your eyes. No wasting your life on something you hate.
Not for my son.
You're going to college.
Yes.
And maybe be a
doctor.
A scientist.
Huh?
Yes. Or a senator. Christopher Wilson.
I can see it in your eyes. You are going to do something important. You're going to college.
Christopher, time for work.
My son is going to be special.
We've always had the dreams. Now we have the means. Please, support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Petito.
I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
When you don't know just what to do.
Just what to do, just what to do.
If what you're feeling is really true.
Is really true. Really true.
Just keep your ideas safe and sound.
Safe and sound, safe and sound.
That's exactly how change is found.
Change is found, change is found. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. And in time, this too shall pass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Jerry Petito taught the class. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. Love's the answer, the greener grass. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. One day at a time, free at last.
Hello, everyone. This is a product of Beverly Nation. This is the Jerry Petito Show. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in, guys, 516-453-9133, but press 1 to join. The conversation brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Guys, I always bring it, but tonight I am really bringing it. I just want to let everybody know, this is the fifth annual celebration week of Damon Network. How cool is that? Having said that, I am going to introduce my star guest. I think I'm more nervous than he is tonight. Everyone, Carter Rubin, winner of season 19, The Voice. Carter, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me, Jerry. I really appreciate it.
Carter, thank you for saying yes to me. Are you kidding me? You are incredible.
No, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you again.
So, you know what? I wrote a poem for you, and I think I want to read that because then this will give everyone a little bit more of an understanding of exactly who you are, and then we'll start the interview, okay?
Sounds good.
Carter Rubin just blew me away when I heard him sing on The Voice that day. Who the heck is this kid? How could he be so young, even with his choices of the songs that he sung? Carter is the youngest male to ever win The Voice. 15 years old and crowned, the judges made their choice. Season 19, 2020, two records were broke that year. Rubin's coach, Gwen Stefani, with her first win, shed a tear. Julia Michaels and Usher, advisors from The Voice, also worked with Carter. For them, a huge rejoice. A private audition in Boston, a day with a really cool date, 2020 for Carter was his fate. The voice head vocals coach worked with Carter via Zoom. How neat. Carter's a sophomore in high school doing schoolwork and still got the seat. A shout out to his grandpa, Rick Mango is his name, from Jay and the Americans, a legend brought to fame. Carter loves to sing with him while his brother plays the drums. Grandpa Rick is more than thrilled watching all his outcomes. Carter's first public performance at only 7 years old in front of 2,500 had Your Future Now unfold. Doing school musicals since fifth grade with lots of leading roles, Oliver and Oliver Twist helped you reach your goals. The Pirates of Penzance, Frederick was the lead. Bobby Strong in You're in Town these roles you would exceed. Leading role in Pippin, High School Musical, you play Troy. Alice in Wonderland's White Rabbit, the crowd would jump for joy. The Lion in the Wiz, I bet was really cool. Damn, Carter Rubin, I bet you ruled the school. Sounds of the Season in 2018, another proud moment crowning you on the scene. The national anthem at Citi Field, August 14 is the day. Singing for the New York Mets and cheering them on to play. Rumor has it you have a crush on an older woman, I'm told. Ariana Grande's the one, your future love on hold. Your first single out is gonna fly. Up from here will reach the sky. A roller coaster fanatic, to Disney you go each year, your favorite place in the world, bringing happiness and cheer. Cedar Fair Parks and Six Flags and Hershey Park as well, anywhere that you can ride so you can scream and yell. Your family's love is endless, as supportive as can be. Mom calls you her poo bear. Mom's heart holds the key. Your older brother Jack, autism he must bear. Sometimes we ask God why things aren't fair. But Carter, God made sure he placed him in your hands. Jack's family is the best for honoring God's plans. Spreading awareness in your is your love, a calling that all of you share. You are the voice for families in arms. God knew that your family would care. Carter, young man, your heart is so big, sensitive, humble, and kind. Funny and silly when needed to be. These traits are hard to find. I'm honored to know you and your family, too. One day we will all have to meet. From grandpa to mom and now down to you, your family just can't be beat. Your voice is outstanding. You're one of the best. Even the legends say you beat the rest. Your voice is God-given, a gift to hold high. Accepting your talent gives God a high five. Music is a must for you to keep your joy, especially if it's Carter, because Carter is my boy. That's for you, baby.
Oh, my. You are such a talented writer. Like, I could, wow. Thank you so much for making that for me. Like, I'm so honored, but you're such a talented poet. Like, that's insane.
Okay, and you're such a talented singer. That's insane. See, we all have a gift, right? And we should share it. And what you're doing is unbelievable.
Thank you.
About you tonight.
Thank you.
You know, I have to have you talk a little bit here. I want you to tell everyone, we've got millions of people listening, and I want you to tell everyone a little bit about your story. You know, you got like 15 good minutes, so the floor is yours, sweetie, but before we do that, you know what I think we should do? Let's give everybody a little taste of what we're talking about when we say you have one of the greatest voices ever, okay? Hall of Fame DJ, let's hear a track.
Why are there so many songs about a rainbow and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know there are someday we'll find it.
That's... That's insane. Carter, you're unbelievable.
Thank you so much. Tell everyone
about your journey with The Voice, first of all, because you were the youngest male to ever win it. Tell everyone about your journey.
Yeah. It's a long story, and I'm happy to share it. So basically, my family and, like, their support is kind of like the driving force in everything that I do. And so everyone's voice audition process is different, but mine was sent in a few videos to The Voice producers, not really thinking much of it. Okay, maybe they'll notice me. And they contacted us very shortly after, and they were like, we want to invite you to a private audition. And I was like, oh my God. And so I was like, you know, I couldn't help but get curious. I started reading things online, and most people were saying, like, oh, usually you sing like 4 songs, and most people were saying you only get through like 1 song. And they're like, okay, thank you for auditioning. We're sorry, but you didn't make the cut. Like, try again. So, like, I went in with very low expectations, and I ended up singing 3 of my 4 songs that I had prepared, which was more than I could have expected. And I went into the interview room, and this was all in February of 2020, a month before the world, you know, like, shut down. But I basically made it as far as I could for that day. And then there was another round of auditions called the executive auditions. But then we were all in quarantine. So we were just kind of waiting and waiting around, not really sure what was happening with that. But we get an email. We get a call from our producer saying, like, we have some good news. So we're doing away with the executive auditions because of COVID, and we had to make some cuts on our own. You're one of the lucky few, and we're flying you out in July for your blind audition. And I was like, oh, my God. That was definitely a happy moment in the Rubin household. Unfortunately, because me and my mom had a great time together, but unfortunately, the rest of my family couldn't come to L.A. with me because – all the adults had to come by themselves, but since I'm a minor, I got to take my mom with me. I was only 14 at the time. And so we fly out, and we stayed there from early July to late September. So that is almost, trying to do math on top of my head, it's like 2.5 months away from the rest of my family. And it was pretty crazy at times. Like, we FaceTimed every day. I got homesick at times. I missed them a lot. But they kept reminding me to stay strong, that they're supporting me from the other side of the country. And so it was a crazy bonding experience for me and my mom. But she was the best, and she was willing to give all that up at home and sacrifice it to help me follow my dream. And for that, I am forever grateful, because she's the best. But regarding the show, I went into my blind audition like, okay, if I just got a chair turn, like, that would be cool. And then I got 2 chair turns, more than I could have ever asked for, which is crazy. John Legend turn, and then Gwen Stefani turn, the moment that changed it all. Both of them are incredible. I just had such a special place in my heart for Gwen, and the things she said, how she's going to be like a motherly figure for me, which she definitely was. And she helped me with my style and my stage presence and my performance skills, and she was incredible in that. And what I loved about her is she was so real and she was so genuine, but she never lost faith in me. Like, the battles and the knockouts, she chose me, and I was so grateful. Like, she saw something in me that she wasn't ready to let go of, which meant the world to me, coming from an icon like her. And then so we fly back home after the knockouts. Home, we're there for like a month and a half, and then we fly back out for the live shows in early November. Again, it was just me and my mom because of the COVID rules. All right. And we had to quarantine again for like 7 days in our hotel room, which is also what we had to do the first time we got there. And it was really cool to come back. It was like, wow, I made it to like the next place. And at the same time, I was kind of intimidated because, you know, I've never sung live on television before. So that was definitely an intimidating moment for me, to say the least. But I tried my best every week to rise up to the occasion. And my first week I sang Hero by Mariah Carey, which is a big song. And I was honored that Gwen saw me worthy of, you know, doing that song, and she loved it, and she was very proud of me, and in turn I was proud of myself. And then the next week was my favorite performance, Rainbow Connection, for so many reasons. I dedicated that performance to my brother, who is on the autism spectrum, as many of you know. That song just kind of embodies his spirit. It's about believing and kindness and magic, and I was like, wow, that is so my brother, and I need to dedicate this to him right now. And so it was very special for me. Also, Gwen handpicked that song herself. Like, she brought it up to the music department, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Rainbow Connection is the most re-recorded song ever. And so I was like, wow, like, this is an honor, and like, the way she has faith in me to do the song. And so that was a very special moment for me, and I was thrilled with the way I did it. I was very proud of myself. And then the next week I was given The Climb by Miley Cyrus, and I also got to perform my original song Up From Here, which was produced by Justin Tranter and written by Justin Jeffo, both very talented people. And then I got to do my duet with Gwen, which was a very special experience. We sang You Make It Feel Like Christmas, and it's funny because I was like filling Blake Shelton's shoes because they did that song together, and that was a very special moment. Blake was watching us and he loved it. And then the like 20 minutes later or something like that, craziest moment ever, I remember I was standing on that stage with the other finalists. I was like, wow, I'm just so grateful to be here. Like, I don't care if I win. Wow. I don't care if I get fifth. Like, I made it to the end. And and you know, they announced me as the winner, and I just kind of fell to the floor because I was just like, what, how is this real? Like, I remember like literally 6 months before we were in quarantine, and I was watching the previous season of The Voice, and I was like, could you imagine if that was me, like, joking around with my family? And to think, like, later that year I'd be crowned the winner. Like, that's I'm so grateful for everyone that supported me throughout that experience, because all that support is what helped boost my career, and The Voice helped boost my career, and I'm grateful for that, and I'm just so happy with the way everything turned out, and I am so excited for the next chapter. I've grown a lot since we last talked. Got taller, got thinner, my voice dropped.
Beautiful, honey, beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I have a great team of producers and writers out in New York. I have a great management team out in LA. I'm still in touch with Gwen. She is incredible, and she's very invested in helping my career blossom, and I'm so grateful for her. To have her in my corner is just more than I could have expected, and she's been really amazing. And I've been recording. I've been going to the studio. I've been co-writing. I've been recording songs. And it's so exciting to finally be a part of the creative process. We decided to, like, not rush to put something out, like, a month after I won, because I knew, because I had a feeling this was going to happen. Like, I came off the show, and the months passed by, and I kind of grew, and I changed, and I developed a bit, and I'm never been happier with myself, and I'm so excited to show everyone the next chapter music that's going to feel more mature, more now, and I'm just so ready, and I can't wait for people to hear what I've been working on and almost kind of show them this new person that they haven't seen yet. And I'm just couldn't be happier.
So, okay, I want to say a couple things to you, first of all. For someone, a young man of 15 years old, you just told the entire, you know, voice thing perfectly and beautifully and in such
thank
a timely
you,
manner.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So eloquently. And I'm going to say something else I love about how you speak about your family. You know, your family, I love them. And they're very
special.
And you know how special they are with what they do for autism and all that. Families in Arms, everyone. And it's just an amazing thing that they're all doing. And you're part of it.
For sure.
Wow. I just can't believe you're 15 and the way you just spoke. But that's incredible. Okay, beautiful.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So why don't you take about 3 more minutes and tell everybody what's up and coming, if you can, and then we'll play another track, and then we'll take callers. How about that?
Generally speaking, without disclosing too much information, I have, like I said, I have a great team of producers and writers, and I have great management out in L.A. I hope to get back there sometime soon. I still have Gwen in my corner, which is great, and I've been recording in New York with a great team. We've been co-writing, we've been producing, they've been showing me how they produce. I'm working closely with Republic Records, finding the contract that works best for me, and they're invested in my career, which is amazing, and everything's just kind of lining up, and it feels like, wow, like this is actually happening. I've been recording songs that feel so like mature and so me, and I'm so excited to show that to the world because it's stuff that you would hear on the radio, and that's pretty exciting, and it's coming soon.
Okay, wow, that's amazing. I cannot wait. I just cannot wait. You know what we're going to do? We're going to play a song, and then we're going to start taking some callers, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, DJ. Hit it, baby. Another track. I'm so excited.
I fell by the wayside like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water boiling cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't.
Absolutely beautiful. That's one of my faves. You're just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, that's how it all started.
That's how it all started. I mean, well, I'm overwhelmed. So why don't we take our first surprise caller?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, baby. Caller?
Carter.
Hello, caller. Yes, who's
Carter,
calling?
Hello.
Yes, I can.
Hey, it's Daddy and Jack.
We're proud of you, bro.
Oh, my Lord.
What's up, buddy?
Wow. Okay. I was not expecting that. Hello. Thanks for coming on.
We are so
Hi,
proud
Daddy
of you.
And Jack.
Hi,
hey,
Daddy
Jerry,
Jack.
How are you?
Hi, sweetie. Hi, Jack. Say hi to me.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait to meet you, sweetheart, and hug you. Hi. Talk to your brother.
Love you guys.
We love you, too.
Carter, we're so proud of you. You are touching people's hearts. You're making people smile, and you're going after your dreams. And just keep doing your thing,
from
babe.
Learn from the best.
Blue, you're on your way. And you're working so hard. And there's just no words. No words can say.
Well, I love you guys. Thanks for
I love
all
you, babe.
The support. I appreciate you guys so much.
You're the best.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm proud of you, bro. I'm proud of you, too, bro.
Oh. You guys are going to make
Carter,
me cry.
We love you, too.
I love you guys.
Love you guys. This is too much for my heart to handle right now.
Oh, thank you, Dad and bro. Wow. Thank you.
Thanks,
I'm sitting with my mom right now.
Yes, Mom's here with us in queue. We know. Mom's helping us, yes. Hi, Mom. Love it.
She's saying
so,
hi.
Hi. So we have another caller. Let's take our. We have a lot of callers in queue that want to say hello to you, sweetheart. So let's take our next one.
Hello,
hello caller.
Hi.
Hi, are you calling?
What's up?
How are you?
It's worth the wait.
Oh my God!
Wait,
what is this?
I know them. Hey, baby.
Hi.
We love you. We're so proud of you.
We love you. Oh, my Lord. I love you guys.
They're worth the wait. They're worth the wait from season 19 as well, right?
Aren't they freaking incredible?
Hi, guys.
Well, listen.
Oh, this is too cool.
I'm going to tell you, just as a mom, now I'm going to get emotional. From the very beginning, Carter was so sweet to everybody there. And when going into this thing, he almost didn't get his audition. And he sent us a message wishing us the best and said that they were going to be flying home. And we were sobbing. And then he ends up winning The Voice. So this was definitely God's plan. We love him so much. He's one of the girls.
Oh, my God.
Him.
I love you guys so much. They're literally my best friends.
Nobody
deserves
you.
It more
oh my
than you.
Oh, my God. I love them so much. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, guys. You made my night, too, sweetheart. Oh,
we love you.
So cool.
We love you. Everyone go check out Worth the Wait. They're incredible.
Yes. They are incredible. Wow, Worth the
Wait.
That was cool. All right, so we have our third caller.
Amazing.
Let's take our caller. Oh, wow. Hello, caller. Hello?
All right, callers, you're on right now. Unmute yourself.
Say hello.
Hello.
Heard him. Hi, how are you? Tell everyone who you are.
This is Grandpa and Grandma.
What is this? Who set this up? What's happening right now? Hi.
We're just calling to say how proud we are of you, and we love you so much.
Oh, I love you guys. Thanks for calling.
So,
it's a good thing
you know,
I got to stop.
Wait, go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rick.
No, I'm saying I had to take a moment to stop crying. I love this kid, and I knew from when he was like 5 years old that this day would come, you know. It was inevitable. I mean, every single person that knows me, that knows Carter, who's been singing, all the guys like Larry Chance and Jay Siegel, and all the guys who said, one day this kid is going to be a monster, the day is
That's
here,
right.
you know. And
That's
we're
right.
so proud of him. I'm just so proud of him.
I
well,
got all the
to,
singing jeans from Grandpa and the dancing jeans from Grandma.
To your Grandpa. Hi, Grandma. But I have to give a shout-out to your Grandpa, and this is the real reason why, because of our connection. Your Grandpa, Rick Mango, is from Jay and the Americans, and I reached out to him. I said, you know what? I have nothing to lose. I said, Rick, listen, babes, stalker, but can I please be the one to get these interviews with your grandson? And he said, Jerry, I'm going to make this happen. Let me get in touch with Alana. And within 24 hours, Mom had it done. And I'll never forget Grandpa for that. And Rick, Jay and the Americans, you're incredible. And your grandson is taken right after you, baby. Thank you.
Well, I'm so proud because the direction he's going in now is awesome. I think the world is in for a big treat when his new stuff comes out.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes.
Wow.
I love you
so,
guys.
Wow.
Love you,
well,
too.
Wow.
Love you.
we're going to go because there's other callers, but we just wanted to say we're so proud of you and Jerry. We love you for all that you do.
Love you too, sweetheart. Continue to listen. We've got a treat. So now, everyone, Rick Mango, Jamie Americans, his grandpa. Let's take our next caller, guys. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
You got in.
How are you?
Come
so
on,
far,
say
so
hi.
Good.
Say hi to him. Tell him what you think of him. Come on, baby.
I think he's a once-in-a-lifetime talent.
That means everything to me. Thank you so much.
An absolute once-in-a-lifetime talent.
You know who's talking to you, right?
I missed the name.
Because
we didn't say it yet. Go ahead. Keep talking, then I'm going to say it. Go ahead, my love. Keep talking to him.
And the greatest thing about him, besides his talent, is that humble quality that he has.
That's
and,
right.
He comes from great genes, I will tell you that. He's just such a class act. And I can't find the words, the superlatives, for this young man. I really can't.
That means so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Carter
it.
Carter Rubin, this is the one and only Larry Chance from the Earls, the song Remember Them.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I was literally going to my mom. I was like, is that Larry Chance? That's, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Okay. Larry Chance, baby. I love you, man. Thank you.
I love that
thank
young
you
man.
So
he's going to be a giant and well-deserved. So much talent. Once in a lifetime.
Wow. It's amazing.
That
Larry
means
Chance.
So much coming from you, especially. Thank you.
Well, it's
love
true,
you,
young man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I love you, baby. Thank you. You did it. All right. So, wow. Do we have another caller? We can take another one if we have another caller. Okay. Not sure what's happening here. All right.
Caller, you're on the line right now.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Are you calling?
It is Ariana.
Oh, my God. Hi, Ariana. Hi. How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I just wanted to tell you that you are amazing and you inspire me every day to pursue my dreams.
You inspire me. You're one of the strongest people I know, and I love you so much, and thanks for being such an incredible friend.
Thank you, Carter,
oh
and thank you for being the best brother ever.
Oh, my God. Thank you for being the best sister ever.
Oh.
I love
so
you, Carter.
I love you, Ariana.
That's so beautiful.
And also, everyone, I want to encourage everyone to go check out the Andrew McMorris Foundation. What the family does is so incredible. And they're carrying on the legacy of Ariana's brother, Andrew. He was such an incredible light. And his legacy is lasting forever, and I'm so proud of them.
Andrew's
beautiful.
Looking over you, Carter.
Oh,
I love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in. Oh, it brought tears to my eyes.
Thank you for calling, Ariana.
Wow, so beautiful. So you know what? Let's give everyone another treat. Let's play your third track. Here we go, guys, from our DJ.
Let's do it.
The dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaking, but I gotta keep trying. I gotta keep my head. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how
Absolutely amazing and beautiful. Carter, what a voice.
Thank you.
So we have another caller. We have so many people that love you. Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi, who's calling?
Hello.
Hi, Carter. is that Ricky? Yeah. Hi, honey.
Hi, Ricky.
It's Ricky, Uncle Glenn, and Aunt Tanya.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
How are we doing, guys?
Amazing.
Good, doing good.
Hey, Carter, I love you, man. You're the best.
We love you, too. Thanks for hopping
You're
on.
The best,
I love you guys.
Kid.
Oh,
we're so,
what a beautiful
so
family.
Happy to hear you again. It's so exciting to hear all the stuff from The Voice all over again.
Yes, I've been too long. I know. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for coming
on. We're so
on.
Proud
really
of
you,
Carter.
Guys. Carter. I'm proud to call you guys my sisters and my family. Love you guys so much.
Carter, I just wanted
beautiful.
To tell you, honey, that I'm just so proud of you. You know it. I tell you every day. And just listening to you from a year ago to now, it's just incredible. We just love you so much, and you're just so talented, and we just cannot wait to see everything you do. You just bring
Thank
so much
you.
Happiness to everybody. We love
Thank
you, honey.
I appreciate that. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
We love you
oh,
so
that was
much.
Beautiful.
We
Thank
love you.
Guys.
We love the OECs.
We love you, and you're
beautiful. Thank you so much. Wow, that was very nice.
Love you.
Hi, we have another caller. Let's take our next caller. Hello, caller. Caller, hello.
All right, caller, you on the line, caller. You there?
Maybe unmute
yourself.
All right,
there we go. 5 more seconds, go to the
okay.
next call. That's all right.
Hello?
Because, you know.
Okay.
All right. Well, first of all, I got to come on and talk to Carter.
Okay.
Carter Rubin. I had an opportunity Hello. To hear you on The Voice,
Oh,
and I'm so
the
proud
caller.
Of you. This is CEO Ola Delian Gozin. I am so proud of you. You had one of the voices. I never forget. I sat down and listened to you, and I had a cup of peppermint tea, and you sang Inspiration, and it moved me. It was just wonderful. You had one of the. I'm telling you. Like Larry Chance said, once in a lifetime we have voices like you, you know, and
wow.
close to Frank Sinatra, because Frank Sinatra was the voice, period. But close to Frank Sinatra, man, you touch people and change people, man, and I'm proud of you. And I'll talk to you later on.
Amazing. He'll be back.
Thank you
yes,
so
he
much.
Will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, caller,
nice talking
are you
to you. Thank you so much.
Okay, I think we have another caller.
All right, caller, you're on the line right now.
Hi, caller. Hello?
I think they're shy right now. That's right. Nope, they're shy, but keep on going to be called. Caller, you're on the line right now with Carter Rubin and Jerry Petito and the Jerry Petito Show.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who's calling?
This is Carter.
Oh, that's Carter. Okay.
All right, let's go to some lines that know how to answer these calls. Carter, you're on the line right now. We have Carter Rubin on the Jerry Petito Show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. What you said was so nice. Thank you.
Now, who's calling? Hello? Do we have a caller on?
Hello?
Hi. Who are you?
Hey, this is Jarek Thomas, the gifted one with a little tea time. How are you, Jerry?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Listening to your show tonight. And your guest,
you.
Charlie. She's
no,
doing a
Carter.
Fantastic job. Carter. I'm sorry.
Carter.
Carter. I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay. Carter Rubin, the winner of The Voice. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's hot. Her voice is the
that's
shit.
Hot.
Like, I'm over here listening. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm digging it. I'm loving her sound.
No. This is a 15-year-old gentleman.
Boy. Who's got an incredible voice.
And guess what? And guess what? The voice is so great, it fools you.
I didn't watch the show. I didn't get to watch the show, but I didn't know who the guy is. I don't know who the person is. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm apologizing. I apologize.
Thank you for calling in, sweetie. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
We're
going
to continue this wonderful interview. Carter, I'm going to tell you something right now. Your voice is so outstanding, okay? And it's a siren. Imagine, you know, you transcend just what a human being should be. And when I can say it's favorite, you know, the last caller said what he said, but that's beautiful too because we're just thinking of you as a singer. And there's not too many singers, man, that can transcend beauty. You have an outstanding voice, young man. And it's one for the ages.
So much.
Yeah,
thank
hey, man,
you.
It's not flattery.
So
you have proved it. You're an all-time champion.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. That's so nice of you.
So, Brother O, I just got a message that Caitlin keeps saying hello. She thinks she's on. Maybe she's muted?
Well, if she's muted, Jerry, she's muting herself. So give me 1 second to try to get her on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And while I'm doing that, all callers right now, 516-453-9133. Just press 1 to join the conversation, and it's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And I'm just glad for all the people out here tonight that are sharing this young man. He's outstanding. And now, Caitlin, we have you on. So now,
hello,
can you get to the mic.
Me?
There he is. There you go,
yay.
Caitlin.
Yeah.
Hi, Carter. It's Mrs. Gould. Hi, Mrs. Gould. How are you? Oh, I'm here with Neil and Cameron, but they are both asleep. But I am here to represent all of your teachers at Shoreham Wading River just to let you know how proud we are of you, that we knew that you would be here and not to forget us when you're all big and famous.
Never.
I told you from the
I love you. Thank
you
so much for
here.
Coming on.
Of course. I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. And all of us at SWR just, like, can't even believe you're here but can believe it. We're so, so proud of you. We love you.
Oh, I love
amazing.
You guys, too. Thank you so much for coming on. I love
of
you guys.
Of course. Enjoy it. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Good talking to you.
Well, that was amazing. Our Hall of Fame DJ says we have a track next, so let's go to it.
There's a hero if you look inside your
Absolutely beautiful. I could just keep saying that over and over again. Absolutely incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So we've got a few more callers. I think maybe two, possibly three. Let's take our next caller.
Hello.
Hello, baby.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Jerry, Carter, how are you? Michael D'Amore.
Yes.
Nice to see you, Michael.
How are you, buddy? Listen, first off, I got to tell you, not only do you sound phenomenal, but you are looking great. I saw some of the new things you posted. You look amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you. I've been working on myself lately, and I'm glad you noticed. Thank you.
You're working hard. I can tell.
Yes.
Amazing.
And listen, you got to stop making me cry and tear up. I'm listening to these songs again, and I'm getting all choked up all over again. I mean, it's just amazing. I've met and worked with so many great people, but you are the one I'm most proud of to say I knew you when this all explodes for you. I can't wait.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate that.
Listen,
and you're
all
so
I'm going
to
say
–
you know,
I've said this to many people. You are a phenomenal talent, but you're a better human being. And I mean that. It is just a testament to you and your family, and I absolutely love it.
Wow.
That means the world coming from you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
I appreciate it.
That's amazing.
So you keep doing what you're doing. Go ahead.
So, Michael, all right, so listen. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say something you are going to be really shocked at. So, everyone, this is Michael D'Amore, new lead singer of the Capris, one of my very close friends. He's like family. I love him. And he is very close to Carter and his family. And, Carter, I always said to Michael, because I am the biggest Elvis fan ever, right? So I would always put my left hand all the way up, and I would say, here's Elvis. And then I would put my right hand right under it and say, here's Michael. But Michael's going to move down one notch. So my left hand is all the way up. My right hand is going up, and that's Carter. And the next hand is Michael, of course. So he only went down a notch, and you came up a notch there. So you are now right under Elvis.
I don't know.
Elvis,
I think I've been Michael at
how
the top,
about that?
Man.
You're 15, baby. Michael, what do you think? Did I do the right thing?
Okay. Carter, you deserve it. You absolutely deserve it. I am going to be rooting for you every single step of your career.
Amazing.
Same here. I'm rooting for you every single step of your career. Thank you so much for popping on.
Thank
I
you.
Really appreciate it.
Okay. Love you, Michael. Thank you. So now we have another caller. So let's take our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hey, Carter.
Is that Graham?
Hey, Carter. It's Graham. And guess
Hi,
who stayed
Graham.
Up late so he could talk to you?
Hey, Carter.
Yay.
How you doing?
Hi. Love you.
I love you too, boy. Hi, you are a great radio personality and a great person.
Thank you, Pop. I appreciate that.
I'm going to give you
those are my dad's things.
Love you,
Hi,
baby.
Guys.
You know how proud we are of you. You just make my heart explode with love and gratitude for the fact that we get to be your Graham and Pop.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you guys as my Graham and Pop.
Graham and Pop, hi.
You don't want her heart to explode because it gets really messy when that happens.
amazing.
Sorry, I'm like snoring.
All right, I got to put him to bed. It's past his bedtime. I think it's
thank
time for
you,
him to
Graham
go.
Thank you, Graham and Pop. Oh, that was
thank
beautiful.
You.
Oh,
love you guys.
So Carter. Before we
yes.
take our next caller, I do want to share something with you. I got some texts and messages. They couldn't call in. They're listening. Limpy from Australia, AJ from Australia. You've got Ellie Shaw from Ireland and Shirley from Hong Kong. They shared all my ads. They're listening to you, and they are huge fans. So I had to share that.
Oh, my God.
Okay? It's amazing. And I can even hook you up with them on Facebook. They love you. So now let's take our next caller.
Thank you guys so
amazing.
Much for supporting me. I appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Amazing.
Hopefully I get to visit you guys one day. Thanks so much for the support. I
amazing.
Appreciate it.
So let's take our next caller.
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Carter. It's Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Hey,
hi. How are you, sweetheart?
I am doing well, Jerry. Carter, I just want to tell you that you are incredible to be a
thank
young man
you.
At such a young age that's breaking barriers and laying a foundation for other people your age is incredible. I want to also salute to everything that you are doing and just your spirit. Like, you have a humble spirit and you are not, like, your pride is not getting in the way of it. And that's one thing you should always keep and keep chasing your dreams because it matters to you because there's someone out there who is aspiring to do what you're doing, but they may have fear that's causing them to shrink back. But the fact that you went on The Voice and you killed it and you won is just salutes to your parents, your family, your friends, that dreams do happen. And if you work hard at it, you are going to achieve every single thing that you want in your life. So never stop being
wow.
you. Keep learning. Keep growing and keep hitting this pavement because you are reaching for the stars. You are an incredible young man. I did not get to watch the season of The View, but I'm hearing all the singing that Honeybee is playing in the background. And I was like, dang, this kid is amazing.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. Comments like that were really like the things that like keep me going. That means so much. Thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Genesis. We love her. She is one of our hosts, and she is one of my faves. I love her. She's a beautiful, beautiful human being. Thank you, Genesis. Wow, that was so beautiful.
Wow. That was beautiful.
So,
wow.
So, all right. So, Carter, I'm going to have some final thoughts about you. I want you to have some final thoughts, and then I'm going to bring on our producer. So my final thoughts are this. I want to thank you so, so, so much for being on my show. You've honored
thank you.
Me, young man. You've made my day so beautiful. I can't even tell you. What final thoughts or words would you like to share?
Thank you so much, Jerry, for having me on your show again. I enjoy talking to you every time. You're so inspirational, and you're such an amazing radio host. Thanks for having me. And for everyone listening, I just want to encourage them to follow your dreams just like I did, whether that's singing or something completely different. Don't let fear hold you back, because you don't want to look back and be like, oh, I wish I had done that, but fear got in the way. Don't let that happen. Go do what makes your heart happy. Make it happen. I'm rooting for you.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. So, wow. Okay, so, guys, at the very end, don't hang up after Ngozi time, because I'm going to be reading my radio poem at the very end, and that's when we're going to close. But before I do that, I want to bring someone on very, very, very special. And I usually say this. I usually say it's Ngozi time, everyone. Here's your mother and father's favorite producer, Brother O. I'm going to say it, but I want to add this. DJ Olasky is an international DJ in 2019. He was enshrined with me that year, and I went in as radio host. He went in as DJ. Guess what? 2021, he was enshrined as Internet International producer. He's incredible, and he was the one running this show tonight and doing the songs for us and everything. So
wow.
I just have to say that, and I love him, and I thank him. So I want to bring him on. Brother O, come on, baby.
Well, first of all, let me tell you about a person's voice. When you get confused and don't know, that is perfection. I'm going to say it again. When you get confused and don't know, that is perfection. His voice transcends genders, time, and chains. This young man, you're going to hear his name over and over and over again. I hope they have a part two, you know, when the album comes out, when he wins a Grammy, that he don't forget, you know, us little folks out here in the radio, Carter. when you get to that next plateau, but we would love to have you back many times. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of your mother and father. That you know, that look after you and make sure things are right. Because I do the same thing for my son. My son is a gallant culinary artist. Just past sous chef, now is a grand chef. And my son is only 18 years old. So, you know, went up to New York City weekend ago, and, he cooked, and I'm proud to say this, he cooked at the Waldorf, and it's a great fanfare. And I say that because I look to your mom and your father, who love you, and your brother, you know, who love you so much as just Carter. Not the fanfare and all the world to see, but just Carter. And sometimes we come back home, and sometimes, Mr. Ruby, we just need to be Carter. You know, you need to be able to rush your head and say, man, I didn't did all this, but Mom and Dad, I love you so much. I'm going to do the world for you. I just need to be Carter tonight. And all the folks out there, I know some very famous people listening tonight. Sometimes, man, find the solace to be yourself. Jerry and I just find the solace to be us. And that's why, you know, the Lord above made us great. And to you, I can say to you guys' eyes, but when you get rest and solace, that's your greatness, your family. Because without them, there'll be none of this anyway. So, Carter, I appreciate you coming on to Family Nation tonight. Congratulations
so
on that NBC's The Voice. You know, championship.
Thank you.
And the sky is the limit. And I tell you something right now. Don't let anyone tell you that there's a box. Who told anyone there's a box? Your talent is transcending. And you will be one of the greatest names. And to me, I told you, not too many voices I've heard. You know what I mean? The greatest voice ever was Frank Sinatra, period. But man, your voice.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I enjoy it. And you will be greater. You'll be greater tomorrow than you are tonight. Congratulations.
Wow. That I'm never going to forget that you said that. That's, like, insane. Thank you so much. Like, that, I'm going to take
the truth,
that with
man.
Me forever. Thank you so much.
It's the truth. It's true,
man.
Thanks for
having
me. I appreciate you tonight.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Well, we thank you, young man. And I'm telling you, we're going to remember this show as well. When, you know, when you're up there with, you know, with the Timberlakes and all the folks out there that do, you know, great job, the Kelly Clarksons, the Ruben Studdards,
yeah,
you know, the Fantasias, you know what I mean? So, you know, all of them, you are just in that stratosphere. And you have, you know, one thing I'm going to say this too, Jerry. This young man can do pop. He can do opera.
Yep.
I would love to see him in front of a philharmonic. You know what I mean? A philharmonic orchestra. So this young man can do it all, man. And that's what we need these days. We need the second coming of a great tenor. And you, young man, are the second coming of a great tenor. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for everything you said. I really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Wow. You're welcome, young man. It's all the truth. Now, Jerry Petito, you know, you being a Hall of Famer and a person that has been great for this network, honorable, I want to thank you for all the work you've done since June of 2018 to be a part of a network that you chose to come on to after I recruited you. And greatness has come upon you. This young lady has been going through a lot, guys. And, you know, survived a lot in 2020 and still working. She's still providing a level and a commitment to excellence. Not too many people have done this. And I'm just proud today to say that Jerry Petito not only is a Hall of Famer broadcaster, but the greatest thing I could say about Jerry Petito is she's my friend. That's the greatest gift anyone can have. It's a true friend that helps you when you are down and out. And she has always been there for me. And I know she's probably crying and all that. I'm just being honest.
Aww.
You know, this, you know, Carter Rubin, you know, Rick Mango and his parents trusted you tonight. And it really gets wacky. That's what Internet Radio is all about. This wacky things happen. It is what it is. And it's fun because it's no censorship. It's not, you know, sometimes always the unexpected. But Carter is a gentleman, and all those things will come to pass, and those things will be great. Now, to our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting this Shriney for the class of 2019, congratulations on your 50th. Hear this, guys?
Oh, my gosh.
50th only syndicated station all-time connection record. She's the third in history to go to that next level and plateau. Only two others have done that. That's Andre Presley and Honey Bakatoon. And we do have Honey Bakatoon on before I go into Final Ngozi time. Honey Bakatoon, you know, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast is Randy. You're talking to the Jersey Jewel.
Well, actually, the magic man stepped out. My name is Mr. Robert Winters, and I used to be with Robert Winters in Fall. I can pull a rabbit out of a hat and disappear and return light. Anyway, hey, congratulations, Jerry. And
I am
blown away by your very special honored guest. And
first of all,
sir, if you can hear me, you know, you're already on the road to success. And when you have someone such as the Hall of Famer, Jerry Petito, that's going to put you, trust me, above the stratosphere. Wherever you were before this night, I'm a witness because it was her doing that not only helped promote me to get me into the International Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And I want to say one more thing, honors to all of your family. I'm literally in tears because I have yet to see that type of support. And it's well-deserved. You're very, very humble. You're going to go far. And that's one of the things, if I had one wish, I would wish everyone to be a part of a family like you have. I mean, everybody showed up and showed out for you. Congratulations on your success, and congratulations to you, Jerry Petito, on your latest. Okay, love you.
Love you too. Thank you. That was magic, man. That was Honey Bakatoon. And again, listen, he is an International Hall of Fame radio show host as well. And
yes,
one of the best. One of the best, okay? And I love you, Hooney, and thank you so much for calling in. Wow.
Well, you know, we gave accolades to this, you know, 2019 enshrining. Tomorrow night on these only stations, we have a young lady who's the commissioner of our network and also an outstanding broadcaster as well. And we hope that she gets her 20th all-time connection record tomorrow night. How about that, Jared Petito? The wonderful
amazing
Anthony Thomas Smith and Walking in Purpose, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these only stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising to ONI, which is Oladele and Ghost Enterprise Reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime, one at devnet.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google+. Oladele and Malaria Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page. The Jerry Petito Show, as well as, how about this, Jerry? The historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele, DonnieGlossmanMyAndGmail.com, and I am the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame producer and enshriner. But more importantly, Jerry and the rest of the world, I'm still your mother and father's favorite producer. Ole Dele Malaywin Ghosty saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio. Thank you, soldiers and sailors, for what you do for us on a constant basis. And now, the wonderful Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito.
Guys, I'm going to read my poem, but I got some text. I just want to give a shout-out to our Pablo Reyes. He's been listening. He's an incredible entertainer. And Ken Brady from the casinos. Then you can tell me goodbye. He's listening. And Dan Ziska, a very good friend of your family from the Del Santins. He said hello, Carter, okay? Sends his love. I had to just share that real quick. So, everybody, the Jerry Petito Show. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise. With me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online talks you radio make way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me, my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then. This station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call, good news from me to you. An award out of Germany, my achievements, it's true. You won't believe this. This is really true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame, along with Brother O, who knew. What a ride it really has been. Can't wait to hear it, Brother O and I win. But even if it didn't happen, being nominated, created clapping. But oh my gosh, we got that call to tell us that we'd win. Brother O and I made it. We were inducted in. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be Internet DJ for Brother O, Internet radio host for me. In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Oladele and Ghosty's a shoo-in. Now, 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement. Without a doubt, he made it in. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthier, learn how to live, just listen to me then, inspiration I give. Addiction's your struggle, no matter which one. I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass is the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info I sure do know. Tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. Good night, everybody.